On today's broadcast of the Rose Garden Checkup, Dr. Barry McCaslin shares with us his experience with fire ants. It's a broadcast you don't want to miss. Some great tips here. Stay with us. The Rose Garden Checkup starts now.
It's time for the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCaslin. Dr. McCaslin is a board-certified physician who loves growing roses and helping gardeners maintain a healthy lifestyle. With each segment, you'll learn about a topic relevant to gardeners, exclusively on the Rose Chat podcast.
I spent part of this weekend working with some wonderful volunteers in Hapeville, Georgia, planting annuals all about town, at a local park, along a highway access road, and beside train tracks. Wouldn't you know, I had the misfortune of kneeling down atop the humble abode of a colony of fire ants. If anyone has ever been stung by a fire ant, you have my sympathy, especially if you were swarmed and received multiple bites. The sting of Solenopsis contains an alkaloid venom called solenopsin, which causes fire-like pain, thus fire ant, at the time of the sting and, believe me, for days to come. A raised red bump appears shortly afterward, followed by a white pustule that may easily become infected if scratched. For some unlucky allergic individuals, the venom can trigger a systemic reaction called anaphylaxis, which can result in circulatory arrest and death if untreated. Humans are not the only victims of fire ants. They can attack cattle and household pets, causing pain, secondary infections, and even death. Fire ants cost the livestock industry hundreds of millions of dollars per year in antibiotics and veterinary expenses. Fire ants may be found in most of the 50 states, but are particularly common in the southeastern states. They have a highly organized society and live in independent colonies containing thousands of ants. Each colony is dominated by one or more queens whose sole duty it is to lay eggs. She may lay as many as 9 million eggs in her several-year lifespan. Worker ants babysit pupae, expand the colony by tunneling ever deeper and wider in the surrounding earth, and forage for food. Fire ants eat plants, small insects, and occasionally small rodents. Another class of males exists for the sole purpose of mating with the queen. Now, fire ants are not native to the southern soils they terrorize. A particularly invasive species called Solenopsis invicta was accidentally introduced from the Orient by a South American cargo ship that docked in the port of Mobile, Alabama in the 1930s. Each year, the federal government spends about $5 billion trying to control this one species of ant. Fire ants often build their colonies beneath logs or rocks where we are unlikely to encounter them. But sometimes they choose a wide open section of lawn, especially if the lawn is frequently watered, to build their colonies. Although they may be deep and wide beneath the surface, a mound of granular earth in the middle of a section of grass usually indicates their infestation. To confirm that it is an active colony, gently disturb the mound with a long stick, then drop the stick quickly. Ants can easily crawl up the stick onto your hand. If ants appear, assume they're fire ants and avoid further contact. If you'd like to destroy the colony, spread a 1-inch thick line of orthene in a circle around the entrance to the mound. Trust me, it will work. If you are unfortunate enough to be swarmed with ants, quickly remove your gloves and shoes and socks and move to a different area. You see, ants can crawl into gloves and shoes, causing multiple stings. If you begin to feel lightheaded or short of breath, or if you wheeze, get to an emergency room fast. Otherwise, rinse off the bitten areas and do everything you can to avoid scratching. Apply Benadryl cream, a corticosteroid cream, or any of the home remedies that are often cited as helpful, like lime, aloe vera, and even urine. Well, probably not urine. If the bites become infected, the skin will swell and turn red between the pustules. If this happens, and especially if you develop a fever, contact a physician right away. Well, I guess I'll go rub some more salve on my legs and try not to scratch them.
The advice given in this segment is meant for basic informational purposes and is not intended as a replacement for the advice given to you by your physician. Consult with your doctor before making decisions concerning your health. This has been the Rose Garden Checkup with Dr. Barry McCaslin, exclusively on the Rose Chat Podcast.